Let's read the holy word of God to edify our brothers and sisters all over the world and to call our neighbors out. Matthew 5:3-12. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you, persecute you, and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets that were before you. Yeah, that's the words of our Creator, Master, Messiah. When the world hates you and scorns you for his name's sake, I should be exceedingly glad today. I'm at this worldly car show, and all these people are flipping me off, swearing at me, throwing things at me, as I hold a gospel sign to remind them about eternal life. But Jesus said, blessed are you when they hate you, persecute you. We don't hate you, neighbor. We love you. We're calling you out of your sin. We're calling you, reminding you that God's wrath rests upon all those that seek the world and the flashy, shiny, carnal things of the world. But there's another world. There's a kingdom of Satan that is this car show and the culture. And then there's the kingdom of God that you have to repent and follow in spirit and in truth. There's only two kingdoms. Which one are you part of today, neighbor? This is the kingdom of Satan. Repent and come out of the world. Seek Christ with all your heart.